campaign spending by big companies under the name of a nonprofit group, something that undermines democracy, or companies being good corporate citizens engaging in the political process? Those are the questions at the heart of Craig Mauger's new Detroit News story, tracking just how much money Michigan's largest electric and natural gas utility spent to promote its preferred candidates in the 2018 election. Craig, you looked at spending by a nonprofit called Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy. Some people call it CEMI. Who are they?
Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy is a nonprofit social welfare organization that's primarily been funded in recent years by Consumers Energy, the Jackson-based electric utility.
And so how much did this group spend in the 2018 election, and on what?
Yeah, so this group, we knew as 2018 was going along, we were tracking and seeing TV advertisements and at least 10 state legislative races, and we knew that this group was doing some other things. We didn't really know how expansive the group's involvement was until this week when they had to file their tax return covering all of 2018. That tax filing showed that this nonprofit, one nonprofit, spent $12.9 million during the 2018 election year. It's unclear whether all of that money went to political messaging and advocacy, but it's pretty clear that a large portion of it did by our ability to determine some of the groups that received money.
So we see, as you point out in your piece for the Detroit News, a TV ad blitz that either promoted Consumer Energy's preferred candidates in these races or attacked and criticized the opponent.
That's exactly right. I mean, these, for people who really want to get into the weeds on this, the advertising that this group funds, these advertisements don't expressly tell people how to vote, so they don't have to be disclosed under campaign finance law. Instead, these advertisements simply criticize someone, praise someone, and then often tell people to call them and thank them or call them and tell them they're wrong on this. So that's how they get around other disclosure requirements that our state has.
Got it. And it was interesting to see in your piece this support or opposition of this group and thus Consumers Energy. It was not along party lines, was it? I mean, you point to the example of Gary Glenn.
Yeah, so they spent heavily through another nonprofit called Faithful Conservatives for Michigan. That's one of the things that we found in the filing. Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy gave $5 million to Faithful Conservatives, which was a group that ran ads against Gary Glenn, sent out mailers against them, and then Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy also ran ads promoting the opponent of Gary Glenn's wife, who was running for the state house. Gary Glenn was running for the state senate. He faced the opposition in the primary. Gary Glenn's wife, Annette, was running for the state house and faced the opposition in the general election. Gary Glenn lost, Annette Glenn won.
And Gary Glenn, we should remind everybody, chaired the House Energy Committee, and as you point out in your piece, he'd been a vocal critic of the state's dominant electric utilities.
Yes, I mean, he's been probably the number one person in the state legislature speaking out about the powers of the state's electric utilities.
In the grand scheme of things, Craig, how big a player is this group that is funded by Consumers Energy? I mean, is $12.9 million a lot?
$12.9 million in the context of state elections is a lot of money coming from one group. I mean, it's a significant amount of money. When you break it down and kind of track how this group spent its money, you can kind of see the impact in specific races as well. In some of these races, this group spent $60,000 on TV advertisements in an individual state legislative primary. And $60,000 doesn't seem like a lot, but when you consider the fact that in many of these primary races, there are no TV advertisements run in the primary, $60,000 is actually a large sum of money. So, I mean, this group was a very big player in the 2018 election.
And how does this fit into past donations by consumers? I mean, there was a near shareholder revolt on the company's lobbying spending just in 2018, no?
Yes. So that was in, I believe that was in 2017 when their shareholders considered a new policy that would have required consumers to disclose more information about their political spending. It was almost successful. It went down. I think it went up again in 2018 and went down again, if I'm remembering the details of this correctly. But yeah, this has been an ongoing topic of conversation with Consumers Energy, with people who are watchdogs of utilities across this state and country. This is something that's been ongoing for a while now.
Craig, has consumers talked with you? I mean, how did they respond to your reporting?
I mean, Consumers has answered just about every question that I posed to them. They have taken issue with arguments that this is dark money spending, and they point out that they have to disclose certain information about political giving that they do to the Michigan Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities. They've also repeatedly made the argument that they are being a good corporate citizen by participating in the political process. I mean, they argue, you know, we are a major business in this state. It shouldn't be surprising to people that we are participating in the political process. That's what they've been doing for years now.
Isn't this just how government works? I mean, why should people pay attention to this?
People should pay attention to this because Consumers is one of the largest companies in the state. They essentially have what operates very much like a monopoly when they get customers who have to buy energy from them. And a lot of the regulations that this very powerful company operates under are set by the people that they're working to elect. So for people in this state to not pay attention to this would likely be a disservice to having an electorate that is informed and monitoring what's going on.
Craig Mauger, Detroit News. As always, Craig, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And a reminder, Consumers Energy is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio.